What's up, guys? It's Penguin 18, and welcome back to episode 6 of Brawl Talk. This episode is, I'm just gonna say my favorite and least favorite skins for all the epic and mythic brawlers. So without further ado, let's get into it. Just a disclaimer, the skins that we'll be talking about are all the skins in the game right now. So, first up in the epic rarity, we have Bo. Now, Bo has lots of good skins, but in my opinion, the best one, a fellow Supercell make skin, I'm sorry, not a fellow, another Supercell make skin making the list, we got Underworld Bo. I just think the red is just so, it pops out so clean, the horns and the skull is just really cool. I was like, the arrow quiver, it's like a skull kind of thing, and so yeah, I think it's overall a really, really good skin. Supercell make is arguably, I think they make the best skins, honestly. No offense, Brawl Stars development team, but I think Supercell make makes better skins than you. I'm just saying, it's true. Worst skin, we got Mecha Bo. The orange is my favorite color, but it's just too much orange. There's like not really any other color, and orange is not really a color that a Mecha usually is, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's Bo. Now we're down to M's. Best skin. That's actually pretty hard, but I think now it's Mean Girl M's. I think it really follows the theme of the academy really well, like, especially, like, the logo on her shirt and whatever. And I like how she has, like, the horns, because it, like, coincides with Mean Girl M's. Like, I definitely like the revamp they did from College M's. If it was College M's, definitely worst M skin, but now it's the best. All right, worst one. I would say, I'll give it to super fan M's. I mean, there's some really, don't get me wrong, it's okay, but I mean, I don't know, it just seems pretty weird. Like, super fan M's, I don't think it fits the theme very much. All it is her, like, changing her colors of her clothes and whatever, and just a camera. So, you know, I don't think it's that good. Okay, sorry for the background noise. First off, next we have Stu, best skin, Jock Stu. Oh my god, it looks so cool. The animations are so good. The colors are look really good. It comes straight off Monsters Inc. Like, I think this is all based out of Monsters Inc. It is so cool. I think it's one of the best skins in Brawl Stars, design wise. I did not say playing wise. Playing wise, it's a bit of a letdown. Okay, worst skin, Superstar Stu. It's just three color. That's all I'm gonna say. Piper. We got Lunar Piper. I love her animation. It is so freaking cool. Like, the umbrella, the Brawl Stars did really well for Lunar New Year skins this year. Or maybe it was last year. But anyway, I just think the Brawl Stars always does such a good job with Lunar skins, and this is no exception. Worst skin, just Pink Piper. Again, just a recolor. Not really that good. It means pink. I mean, I think it looks better than the blue, but anyway. Pam, best one. Y'all think I'm gonna say Evil Queen Pam, but no, it's Stonks Pam! For obvious reasons, it's Stonks. They made a meme skin! They made a meme skin! Also, I like the fact that she shoots money, and, like, she's kind of like a female Mr. Beast when she opens that briefcase with tons of money inside. And I like how she her money shooter on the back is, like, a Stonks chart, whatever. So, yeah, I think that's really nice. Worst one, Holiday Pam. I mean, they just put her in, like, a beach shirt, beach swimming suit, and that's basically it. They put her in glasses, and yeah, it wasn't that much. So yeah, Frank, Spirit Knight Frank, it is so cool. Again, another Supercell makes it, and that is extremely cool. I like how he like does like that shit, the wave, kind of like the wave, like arm goes up and down. Like, I can't explain it, but anyway, and he goes to his other hand, and then he launches it onto his head, like kind of like Headless Horsemen do, but kind of, not really, but still, a really decent skin. The colors are amazing, too. I love it. And also love the fire emerging from his neck. Like, so yeah, really nice touch by Supercell make. Worst skin, I'll take Caveman Frank. I mean, they just, I feel like they could have done a lot. I think that's the best they could have done for, like, for a skin like that, but the fact that it only has only one addition, which is a custom brawler mode for 2750 bling, is really not good. But honestly, it's just not a good skin. So yeah. Next up for BB, He's lots of cool skins, but Cursed Pirate BB, that takes the cake. Her cutlass, or lance, slash saber, whatever, that looks really cool. And I like how they made her, like, zombie style. Like, not like zombie, but, like, blue. Like, she's been bloated underwater for a while. And her red eyes and her pattern hat are really nice touches. Worst skin. She has lots of skins. But I'd say her worst one is Vicious BB. I think they just put a mask over her like it's COVID. Like, dude, it's COVID. No one wants to be reminded of that. And that's all they did. Like, the mask does not make her seem like, I don't know, a gangster or whatever. It just makes her seem like she's in COVID. Okay. Next up, we have B. Best skin. Y'all are gonna hate on me for this. Archvillain B. The colors on that are amazing. I just like how it's, like, so black. Like, it's just like it fits the archvillain theme perfectly. The villain is, like, evil, so evilly just black. So, like, I like how they made black, so made grays. Another amazing skin by Supersonic. Okay, her worst skin, Ladybug B. Again, just a recolor. Not a pretty good recolor, though, if I say so myself. Okay, Nani. Aries Nani, no doubt. I love her animation. Like, she, like, it's Black Widow style, and then she calls down, like, one of those swords or whatever. And I like how they made Ares, like, they made it, like, the Trojan, like, the feather helmet. And I love how they did that also for the Peep, which is pretty cute, honestly. Worst skin? Honestly? Like, what is Sally Nani? Like, I don't understand. Is she a duck, or is she a person? Like, what's her Peep? Is that a helicopter? Is that a man in a helicopter? I don't understand. There's, like, no, there's no real theme with it, if you know what I'm saying. So it doesn't fit the theme well. All right, Edgar, best skin, Quick Draw Edgar. I don't know, it just fits. It's just a Quick Draw Edgar, like the cowboys. I just think it looks really cool because I don't know, the colors, like, match up with, like, the Mexican slash cowboy theme or whatever. And, like, his scarf, it looks like he's pointing two fingers up. Honestly, sometimes when I first saw it, I thought he was holding up the middle finger, not gonna lie. But when he blows on, like, his finger, it looks really, like, that sounds sus, but it looks really cool. Like, he's, like, blowing on it after, like, he shot it or whatever. Worst skin. Again, I'm gonna say Blackbird Edgar. It's honestly, I think it's one of the best 1000 bling jet skins there. I mean, I got it from Stardrop, but I was gonna get it anyways. But I think it's a pretty nice skin. I like how they put, like, the mask, like the eyeliner around the eyes, and his eyes are just pure white, like, kind of like a blackbird. And I like, what is, like, that thing around him? It's like a scarf. It's a scarf, but it's, like, all wrapped around him. Like, it's very wrapped around him. And yeah, I think his boots are also very nice, but still, worst skin. Griff, Sunken Chest Griff. It is so sick. I like the way he pops out of the chest. He's holding rubies, and yeah, I think it looks really good with the pirate skins. Like, all the pirate skins that they release are super clean. Worst skin, well, I'm just gonna say True Silver Griff, because that's the only skin he has. So yeah, True Silver Griff is just, all True Silver skins are bad. Same thing with Grom, Bunny Grom. I like, also, I don't like the animation, but I really, really like the, what do you call it? I like the bunny theme. They did the bunny theme very well, especially with the ears. I think they did a really nice touch on the ears and the chest. Again, that's the only skin he has in the game right now, so yeah. Okay, Bonnie, Empress Bonnie. Oh my, it looks so cool. I love it. I think it's one of the best skins in the game. I want to get that skin so freaking bad. The colors, the red and purple, like, kind of give you, like, the regal theme, but the red eyes, they give you the evil theme. Like, it's like evil and regal. So yeah, all really good. Worst skin. I'm gonna give it, sorry, Unicorn Bonnie. I have nothing wrong with the skin. I just think it's the worst one out of the three of them, because Foot Bonnie is also really cool. I really like Foot Bonnie. To be fair, I like watching soccer, so maybe a little bit biased, but still. Okay, Hank. Yes, Shark. Oh, Rodeo Hank, no doubt. It is so cool. I'm in tons of giveaways for them. If you join, like, Ray's Discord, all the Brawl Stars YouTubers Discord, there's so many giveaways. There was so many giveaways for them. Now there's one in Ray's Discord. Go there soon, because the giveaway is gonna end in 2 days. So yeah, but Rodeo Hank looks really cool. I think they definitely fit the rodeo, like the rodeo derby drop thing theme. I don't know what to call it. Really, really well. What's it called? Oh, the Wasteland theme. I think it's cool. Worst thing, Shark Tank Hank. It's a really nice recolor, don't get me wrong. I like how they put, like, the tally marks on it. and they put like the shark teeth below the Hank, but honestly it looks a bit rushed. But yeah, that's it. And now we're on to the mythics. Mortis, Mecha Mortis, it's Mecha Mortis, best skin ever. Let's go. I love it so much. It looks so nice. The animations, the colors, everything. Oh, I could go on for days, but we have to move on. Worst skin, Nightwish Mortis. Like, what is it? Is it like Clash of Clans thing? I don't know. It just looks a bit weird. Like, Nightwish, really? Like, it doesn't fit any theme. Like, Clash. I mean, I guess it fits Clash, but anyway. Yeah, it's just bad. Another front runner for bad Mortis skin is Rockabilly. All right, Tara. I like Miss Fortune Tara better. I think I like the casino vibe. I don't know. I just like the colors match better, and in my opinion, and I like how she's holding the cards. Like, when I played her in, like, the training game, whatever, and I love how she throws the actual cards instead of, like, playing cards instead of tarot cards. Tarot? Oh, fun fact, she was going to be called Tarot, but they named, but when they, in honor of her tarot cards, tarot cards, but then they changed it to a girl, they changed her name to Tara, so yeah. Worst skin, Stara. Nothing wrong with it, just the worst one. Alright, Jean. Evil Jean. Oh my god, that skin is so cool. The colors match so well, and I love how the animation, and it just has everything, honestly. It's so freaking good. I want to get that skin so freaking badly. Even though I don't even play Jean and or like Jean. Like, literally, my mastery point of him is like 17. But yeah, it's his only skin, so we're just gonna skip the worst skin, which is True Silver Jean, if you're counting. Okay, Max. Ooh, Hermes Max. I don't really like Hermes Max that much. Honestly, I think it's gonna go to Leopard Max. I like how they put the spots on her. I think it's really, like, good. I think it's really well done, especially with, like, the jungle. The Rumble Jungle Heroes, along with Crocodile Buster, and who's the last one? But anyway, those skins are really nice, if I say so myself. Worst skin. GT Max, pretty bad discoloring. They just made her red and yellow to blue and orange. That's it. Nothing else. Mr. P. Mr. Daruma, Mr. P. I think it's really cool. Again, the Mexican theme is really nice. And yeah, I like how he holds like those dolls and stuff like that. Yeah, stuff. So yeah. Which means, yeah. Worst thing, Agent P. I love it. I love it. It's such a cool skin, like the James Bond style, but again, it's the worst one of the three. And the only really thing they added was the top. They changed his suit to black, and they shattered red, and they added a red tie. That's really all they did. Oh, and glasses, which are pretty cool. But okay. Sprout. Okay, best one. Very hot take, but Lunar Sprout. I don't know. I just like the colors, and I love the animation. He just also looks so cute, so yeah. The back is also really cool because his jetpack, that was a really nice touch. Like the green flames shooting out of it. I think I've done a little bit better with that. Maybe make it like orange flames or whatever because the green doesn't really match with like the lunar theme. So yeah. Worst one, I'm going to say, oh, that's pretty hard, but I'm going to say Tropical Sprout. I think they just made him in a Hawaiian shirt and just instead of his normal sticker face, it's glasses. So yeah. Byron. Only has one skin. Best skin, Overlord Byron. Really cool skin. Honestly, I don't like playing with it. I don't have it, but I don't like playing the shoot. I've had teammates playing with it, and the shooting isn't that good. I just think the design looks really cool. Like, this, the lightning bolts in his hair look really nice, and he has, like, the one monocle. He looks like a villain from, like, a Guardians of the Galaxy movie, or just any Marvel movie, if you know what I'm talking about. Worst skin, True Silver Byron. Squeak, best skin, Nerd Squeak. Oh my, he's so cute. I love it. As a fellow nerd myself, I'm not Dungeons & Dragons nerd, but I really like the dice. It looks really cool. I think they could have done, I've seen Nubs play with it, but I think they could have done a little bit better drop the super. But the rest of it is really cool. I love the braces. It's funny. It's just so cute. Gray, Detective Gray is really cool. Or Detective Noir Gray. Whatever. I think it's cool. They dressed him exactly like the detective from the 1930s because Gray, again, he's dressed for, like, the 1930s because he's all gray and whatever, and all the pictures were, like, black and white back then. And now, that's why I like Detective Gray Noir better because, you know, the black and white really fits with the 1930s theme. If he had a voice line, I would just, honestly, if he had voice lines that sounded like a old person detective. That would be really cool, but no, that's fine. Scorpion Willow, Aunt Willow. Scorpion Willow is really cool. Honestly, I like how, I love her attack. It's really nice, like the scorpion, the green scorpion. And I like her, the scorpion stinger jutting out from her head. That's a really nice touch. And the purple cloak, really good. Moreskin Axel Willow, again, just some recoloring. Honestly, it looks pretty bad. Like, why make her hair orange and her thing pink? They don't match. You know, it's just a recoloring. Doug, Beskin, Draco Doug. Also, just a recoloring, but still pretty decent. He has no other skins, because he has no other true silver skins. So, thank you guys for watching. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast episode. The voice message link in the chat. Not in chat, in the description, if you guys want to send me a voice message. I would love to get some. Hear your thoughts and whatever. Make some new podcast ideas. Podcast episode ideas, whatever. Yeah. This has been Penguin18, and I will see you in the next episode. Peace. Oh, fuck, did I accidentally stop? Sorry.